This is a gentleman, Thomas Davis, T-H-O-M-A-S-D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth is 1-17-1917. Date of accident 10-1-2022. Date of service 1-4-2023. The patient presents himself for an evaluation. Today is January 4th, 2023. He allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended, and it caused him some headaches along with loss of consciousness for a few seconds, as well as nightmares fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, blurred vision and spots in the vision, but no dizziness, vertigo or confusion, disorientation or any other major issue like loss of vision field or seizures. The patient started having pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, left side of the lower back, with radiation to the left buttock. And the left and right sacroiliac joint involvement, with numbness and tingling of the left thigh in front up to the knee and also in the posterior. He also reported that his hand had a less muscle power. His right shoulder had a pain around 8, which was he was able to carry out of 110 degrees. Oh, sorry, on the left side, I believe. One moment. The gentleman had a surgery for the bone fusion in the cervical spine in Henry Ford at 2014, and he had not come to be seen. Last he was seen was 11:30, so it is okay, I guess. The patient is patient was ordered an MRI of cervical and lumbar spine to identify current pathology. According to him, he has a radiation of pain in the left arm and left leg all the way, involving in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, C5-6-7 nerve distribution, with weakness of the left hand and pain in the left shoulder. I think he initially has mentioned strongly that he has a pain in the right shoulder. And overall pains are 10 according to him, and the ADLs are affected 10, especially work is affected 10, and rest of them are not affected. Patient reveals 0% relief in the pain. In the system review, inpatient has headaches along with difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion and disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, nerve pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, and wrist and hand pain, and weakness of the left arm. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat, breathing, coughing, shortness of breath, but patient has mild chest pain. He reports that in the last 30 days, pain has remained the same, no changes, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Patient has been advised about marijuana intake. He does take marijuana. Compliance is the patient reports. Full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 136/101. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 11-30-2022. Dictation number is 1130-080. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to order the brace for the right wrist due to some tendinitis in his right hand, and order the MRI for the neck and the lumbar spine, and back brace was ordered. The brain MRI was also did not show any acute issues. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc or the posterior disc, broad-based, and herniated disc at the L5-S1 and L4-L5, along with passive hypertrophy, for which patient is advised a lumbar epidural steroid injection. And in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4 and passive hypertrophy in C4-5, C5-6. physical therapy continues 3 times per week. Focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, wrist, with traction massage, aqua therapy. He's disabled for the work and also transportation is checked. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. He's advised, he was already provided with the Mobic, Lexarel, Acifex, Tylenol, Codeine, Lyrica, and Ferrisense. Thank you.